This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Football time, David. Let's get some music and see what the hell you need from me. It's football today. What the hell is this?
A curveball for you, Michael.
Oh, no. What?
It is summertime, Mike.
Yes.
And I was thinking, next week, there's no sports. All-Star game is here.
It's not true.
And okay.
Not true.
I know what you're saying.
Saratoga is in session. But carry on. I understand the prevailing
point. For the majority of us, there will be nothing else to do. So you'll need some summer activities. So I'm going to give you some things to think about to do. Nope, not that.
Okay.
Next week, okay? Something simple.
Saratoga.
Go miniature golfing. Something that may interest you. Go miniature golfing.
Wait a minute, do people still do that?
I have no idea.
Where is there even miniature golf?
There's plenty of spots. Me and the lady go all the time.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Go figure.
What?
Kenny Cobb.
Does that mean?
Goes putt-putt.
It's fun. It's a nice little date activity.
Where are these? Like, I thought that was something from the 1990s. Where the hell are putt-putt courses?
Nah, there's spots sprinkled around.
Okay. Sure. Not for me. I think that's something you take kids to.
That is something
like
you
take kids to. Like, if I'm in Uncle Mike mode, I would take my niece and nephews to that. That is nothing adults.
I see adults more than kids there, Mike. There's people my age, maybe in their mid-20s.
So young?
Yes.
Idiots.
Okay.
Next. Okay. It's, what did we say about your generation?
So something that is probably a little bit older in your mind, Mike, is go see a movie at a drive-in.
They don't exist. What is this, 1960?
There is one I know about in Detroit. Other than that, I don't think there's another one in the state of
Michigan. There's a drive-in in Detroit?
There is one in Detroit.
Wait.
David, actually, no, it's called a drive-by.
No.
Stop it, Kenny. No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Kenny.
No.
Oh, my God. Kenny.
I didn't think you would actually say that on the air. Wow.
My only response is, Kenny! No!
People, relax. I didn't say that.
You do realize there's no recovering this segment now.
Wow.
What's next on the list, David?
Oh, my God.
Go to a farmer's market? I mean,
oh, come on. These are not summer activities.
These are summer activities.
This is ridiculous. How about sit on patio, stare at sky?
There is one right there that I just skipped over. It is sit on a patio and read a book.
You can keep the book. You sit on your patio and you watch Saratoga on America's Day at the races.
Everyone isn't doing that, Mike.
But they should. This is what you should be doing. Listen, there's bliss in the summer is as a middle-aged man. Peace and quiet, summer, patio, Saratoga. Well, and if not that, Tiger baseball. What about Tiger baseball?
There will be no Tiger baseball next week.
Saratoga, also Monmouth, maybe a little Gulfstream Park. David, it's bliss. All you want as an adult in the summer is peace and quiet.
Well, so another one on here is watch the sunrise.
No, that means you're up at 5 a.m. No. Not even Big G watches the sunrise, and he's the earliest riser of all. I think it's psychotic behavior. I do. Now, the one time I do stuff like that, if there's a time zone difference,
yes,
vacation, I'll pull that
yes,
off.
Yes, I've done that.
Because my body clock, I'm going to wake up. Well, I'll watch the sunrise. You do it once, and you wonder, why did I do this?
You're exactly right.
It's dark, now it's light. What's the big to-do?
Something else to do during the week of no sports.
Saratoga.
Visit a museum.
Okay, no. Look, I'll be careful. I know a lot of smart people enjoy museums. I don't get it.
Well,
I view that as a children's activity.
The reason why they say that on this list is because it'll be warm and you can get some AC while you're visiting the museum.
Yeah, but there's AC in your house. Why would I need to go to the museum to enjoy AC? If you have kids, you go to the Henry Ford. Okay. Hey, this is a brontosaurus bone. Look at this.
Visit a hotel lobby if that's the point. I mean, AC, that's the reason?
David, my God.
All right.
You know, you do realize this is never... We had no chance after Kenny's unsavory drive-by
comment.
You're
right. You're right. I'm trying to move on.
We can't.
But I never thought he would say that.
The ship ran aground. There's no moving on.
Take a last-minute road trip.
You that have I time, love. No I love. Sports. No, I love that. I do. Road trips are a blast. Now, where you're going, what you're doing, I leave that to people. But look, the state of Michigan, and I respect our outdoorsy people. A million things you can do in the summer, mostly drivable. What I don't like is when Michiganders tell me, UP, I drive 6.5 hours to go stand on a rock. Buddy, I could be in Mexico faster. Like, come on. That's not 6.5 hours to do something naturey. You're on your own.
Well, this is something I think Kenny might do something like this.
Crack?
You deserve that. Go river tubing.
I could totally see this.
Oh, yeah, that's been done many times.
Kenny blasted, stuck in an inner tube, can't get out, flailing around.
How come it has to be the worst possible version whenever you describe it?
Well, what you said about Detroit's probably...
It was a joke. It was a one-liner. Everybody relax.
Wow.
My point is, that's a hillbilly activity. Kenny's a hillbilly. Floating down the river in a tube.
Simply
that's Kenny.
Not true.
You've done it, haven't you?
I have. I don't think that's a hillbilly activity.
Absolutely it is. There's no one doing that in an urban environment. You have to be a hillbilly to float down a river.
Yeah, tell me what they're doing in the urban environment, Kenny.
Nope.
Another idea for the summer next week. Next week when you have free time.
Saratoga.
Find a carnival and attend a carnival next week.
I get it. I just wouldn't trust the rides. Come on, man.
Here's one.
Got some unsavory characters operating the tilt-a-whirl. Do you really want to put your child's life in the hands of a carny?
Not
me
at all.
But I understand the whole summer fair thing. Fine.
This next one is something that we all can get involved with, except Kenny.
Oh.
It is grill everything.
Yep.
Including dessert.
1,000. Now, again, I'll add this to the bliss list for summer. There's nothing better as a grown man. Grill, the smell of the grill, you're in your home or with a friend or friend's house. Summer, grilling, patio, Saratoga. Yes. Yes. It's why, I don't know why Rico started acting like a bitch. I don't know what his problem is. I don't know what is going on. The guy used to grill, smoke. He was a savant. Now the guy's over here and his middle name is Marie Callender. I don't know what the problem is.
I tell you this, Friday was amazing. I went from the griddle, making breakfast for the family in the
to
morning.
To the grits.
To over to the grill at my parents' house.
And we're not talking about night. We're not talking about the food item. If you listen to the show, you know what that's code for David.
Grits are good all times of the day.
Okay.
All right, let's close it out with this.
Yes.
And it is go camping in your backyard.
Go to hell. All forms of camping, stupid.
Even in your backyard?
Why would you want to live as if you're dirt poor? You live a nice life. We're American. We have the highest standard of living on the globe. 90% of the globe has dirt floors. You are actively leaving your life to go live as some homeless wood person. No, never understood it. And then people are like, oh, but I go glamping. So let me get it straight now. You left your home to go to the woods to live in a home you're going to be charged for, thereby it's not camping. No, the camping thing, I don't understand it. Oh, let's make baked beans by the fire. No. The answer is simply no.
Have you gone camping, kid?
I think the one hall pass I would offer if you have kids and they want to sleep outside and you do the movie night
you
thing.
You can make it a fun thing.
Hey,
yes,
you want to set up little Bobby in a tent? Great. Here's the cell phone. Call me if you need something. Talk to you in the morning. I'm not doing it.
So is it wrong that I could do that and then go back in the house while they sleep in the backyard?
Yeah, you just better hope the coyotes don't come through. I don't want any part of it. Nature is terrifying. Everything in the woods kills you. Facts. Either that or it gives you a wicked rash, right?
Ticks, bears.
Yeah, let's go live there. Let's get Lyme disease.
Snakes.
And let's get maimed by a wild boar. No, I don't. And again, I grew up in a city. Leave me alone.
So if you decide to do that on the Tigers off week, maybe you just won't come back when they return.
Or patio, smoke ribs, Saratoga.
Just for Mike, watch Saratoga next week.
America's Day at the Races. Next week, David, opening day is Thursday.
Well, the Tigers play Thursday, so I'll watch the Tigers. That is your summer activity
it's
list.
It's daytime!
97.1.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. Just got done with a little bit of, I don't know what we would term it as, overall city, but Zach McKinstry discussion. And I'm fascinated by it. People responded to it. We're good. We'll get to a little bit of football as well. But I want to bring something up. We'll check on ticket text. And I know I'll probably get zero calls on it, but I want to have a conversation with my guys. And if you guys would like to participate, happy to have you. But first, ticket text. David, go ahead, pal.
Kenny from the top row.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Okay. Someone else says, Kenny, that's a game misconduct. Done for the day.
That's absolutely a 5-minute major. That might be upgraded to a flagrant two.
Someone else says, Kenny, you are right. Putt-putt golf is a fun date activity. There's a drive-in also in Dearborn.
I thought they were all closed. I had no idea. Why would I leave the move? Why would I? You know what? I'm leaving it alone. Just keep going. Just David, read something.
Someone says, Kenny, wow, I can't believe you actually said that on the radio. But that was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, what's, you know, listen. If you're continually offended, that's, you know, we are at a point where it's okay for people to be offended. It doesn't mean
anything happens. Yes.
You have a right to be offended. I have a right not to care. I don't know. What's the problem?
There's two or three drive-in theaters in Detroit, and tell Kenny to chill out.
Tell the guy who floats down the river in an inner tube to cool it. All right. I want to just bring this up, and I'll talk to you guys unless people want to get involved. So a headline, and this is not why I'm doing this, but the headline irked me. We all know. I don't want to be irked. I don't like it. Deion Sanders and Bill Belichick opted out of College Football 26 by EA Sports. Now, that's not why I'm doing this. But it got me thinking about something. And it was Big 12 Media Day today. But this idea of, like, Bill Belichick has always been above it all, right? He's always opted out of the media stuff. He always opted out of Madden. He's Bill Belichick. And whether you like him, hate him, or in between, one of, if not the greatest coach in the history of football. Period. Full stop. But I get to, who the hell's Deion Sanders? And I'm saying this, like, Deion is like a wrestling bit. Because I look at Deion Sanders and it's all sizzle and very little steak. Okay, so he opts out of the game. Fine. But here's what's interesting to me. Coaches normally have well-defined parameters for success or failure. I mean, we talk locally, Jonathan Smith, Sherrone Moore. I think we could easily put something on that. Kalen DeBoer at Alabama. I think he's going to be under pressure. He needs to produce a good season. Kirby Smart, we've talked about it. You know, you You can't have Georgia fall into also-ran category. Time for them to be a legit national title contender again, right? But yeah, when it comes to Deion Sanders, you know the one thing none of the fanboys want to talk about? What's success for Deion? What is it? Now, mind you, he had the number one player in college football last year. He played in a garbage conference, and he had the ability and a chance to win the conference. What took place? Team played like ass, looked unprepared. Then they roll and play BYU, and good night now. That was a total joke. The whole idea is, for most people, it's like, what? Deion is successful. Why? Because he got out of bed? Like, when does Deion have to deliver something to justify the coverage he gets, the hype he gets? And, in my opinion, the false adulation. So I understand, this isn't Michigan State, and this isn't Zach McKinstry's God, so I know, we're probably not going to do phone calls. But I wanted to ask you two guys, and if people want to take a text call in, you're welcome to. But what is success for Belichick and Sanders this year in college football? Forget about the opting out of the game. Like, if Bill Belichick goes 8-4 at UNC, that's not success. To me, both guys, if you don't make the playoff, why are you here? I mean, Belichick's making $10 million a year. Why are you here? Make the playoff. For Deion, it's year three at Colorado. And whatever you have or have not done, what you've chosen to do or not do, year three, you should be ready to produce a really big product. I don't think he is. Especially because they're starting another freshman QB. But what, like, when will people say Deion's not great? Deion's not special. You had your son handpicked. You had the number one player in the sport. You brought in a billion transfers. You didn't get it done last year. In what was a terrible Big 12. Terrible, right? But no one will say he didn't succeed. All right, what do you got to do? Like, what line does Deion have to hit to be viewed as not successful? What is it exactly? Because for Belichick, if he goes 8-4 at UNC, he's going to get made fun of. But yet, if Deion goes 8-4, people want to put him in the Hall of Fame. Like, why is that?
See, that's tough for me because I know he's Bill Belichick. We all know who he is and what he's done. But I look at that program. It's North Carolina.
And it's Colorado.
You're right. And it's just like, okay, so double-digit wins is successful to me. Not necessarily making the playoff. It's just because of what programs they are.
Oh, listen, if Deion won 10 games, I'll call him successful.
For Deion, yes, that would be successful for him.
For Belichick, it'd be success too.
And that's what I'm saying, because of what programs they coach at. But the pedigree of Bill Belichick is, you're right, you got to make the playoffs. You got to elevate that program to places that it has never been before. For Deion, I think people are just like, you know what? It doesn't matter what he does. And I don't know why it's like that. I don't know why it's like that. But it's like that. He can do anything. It doesn't matter. Because he had an opportunity to do more. He had a quarterback, his son. He had Travis Hunter, and they didn't do a thing. So I think now people are like, whatever. It is what it is with Deion. And I just don't know why. I can't answer that question. Maybe other people can. I don't know why.
Well, look, here's the other thing. I think under the old format of college football, I could define success for Deion very easily. Have Colorado in bowl games, develop players, maybe make a run at a Big 12 title eventually. But with NIL and with all the BS hype he gets and all the nonsense, okay, then deliver. See, this is where I think this is where I start treating college like pros, and maybe that's not the right thing to do. But it's like if every team can buy every player, then I expect the pros, which is every year in the NFL, someone goes worst to first. Whether it's North Carolina, Colorado, it doesn't matter what program you are anymore. Are you funded? Do you have the ability to go and get players and go perform? But I don't know.
See, and what you just said, I think from what I see from the outside, I think Deion treats it as, I'm Deion and you're going to come play for me because I'm Deion.
Oh, good Lord.
I truly think that's how he does it. And the problem with that is you're in the NIL era where teams like Texas Tech can get whatever player they want right now. You can't just be Colorado and say, I'm Deion, come play for me. No, you need money to get these players, no matter who you are. Same with Bill Belichick. They're not just going to come play for you because you're Bill Belichick.
Well, it's Texas. The Texas Tech stuff's crazy. I read something the other day to pay $5 million for a tackle. How? How is any of like the revenue sharing is supposed to be what, $21 million a year for Big Ten teams? Even if Texas Tech was in the Big Ten, which they're not, you're taking 25% of your budget and you're putting it on a high school tackle. I mean, it's part of our topic at 5 o'clock because I'm not mad about it, but it has changed my not ability to root for, my enjoyment factor with it. It's altered my perspective on sports because we've gotten to a point now, like we talked about it. I don't begrudge Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for the contract he has earned. But when you read that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to make $71 million a year, he's going to make $1 million a game. How is any of that real? And it starts to get silly. These extensions that are getting handed out in the NBA, I think what's going to really happen too is the average hockey fan, their head's going to explode next summer when the cap goes up big time. And you start to see 15, 16, $17 million players in the NHL. That's going to have an effect on the hockey fan. You know, the NFL, we look at some of it. Like, even today it's been in the media, and I'm not going there. I'm not interested. Like, Patrick Mahomes has proven himself to be a Hall of Fame quarterback now. Some photos have surfaced of him on vacation where he looks pedestrian, I would say. You know, like, and he's getting shredded about, oh, his dad bod. And it's like, yeah, you know why that's part of it? The money. The fact that he has a $500 million contract and he kind of looks like a dude who's just a dude. He doesn't look like an Adonis. But guess what? He doesn't have to. As long as Mahomes' performance is there, it doesn't matter to me. It's like Prince Fielder or Cecil Fielder back in the day. Yeah, not Greek gods, but hit home runs. It works. Like Miguel Cabrera. He's in the best shape of his life. No, he's not. 1,000 OPS downloading. But the money's changing it for people. So we'll have the conversation at 5. I was fascinated about the college stuff, David, because like Belichick is, I'm still shocked he's actually going to coach there. But if it's anything but the playoff, that's a failure. But yet for Dion, I swear to God, he could go 6-6 and people would talk about what a champion is. It's this bizarre love affair. I don't know. Whatever. Maybe I'm just an old person. 248-539-9797. We'll knock down a couple of calls, get a few ticket texts, turn our attention to football. And then I do want to do the cost of being a fan, both to watch games from home, watch games live, and the money that's in the sports now, and whether any of it, all of it, or some of it bothers you. We'll get to it at 5 o'clock, 97.1.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
All right, knock out a couple of calls. Get to some football. We got a fan issue to sort out at 5. We'll take you to Tiger baseball. Or should I just say we'll take you to a Tigers win? Because this is all they do. They're a machine. They are an absolute machine. Hey, programming note, just something off-brand. You know, David, you were mentioning there's no sports next week. Lies, Saratoga. But would you be interested in a show where someone has to take a lie detector test?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember Gary Coleman's death?
I do.
Okay. Fell down the stairs. Yeah. Do you remember his wife, Shannon Price, who made maybe the worst 911 call of all time?
Yeah, very
basically
suspicious.
It was like, yeah, my husband's on the floor. Hey, bubbling at the mouth, but yeah, I can't help him. I don't like blood. Like, she didn't even go to the hospital with Gary Coleman. Long story short, now, she wasn't found guilty of anything, right?
Correct.
She's on this A&E show, and she bombs the lie detector test.
Oh. When,
yeah, bombs it. So that's debuting this week.
Charge her now!
No, you can't say things like that. I'm just, if you find stuff like this interesting.
That's good. Again,
Kenny, Gary Coleman, I know this is before your time. Gary Coleman was a child star. He died in 2010 when you were like 12.
I remember.
The point is.
No, thank you.
The 911 call was one of the wildest things ever because it was like not, like strangers have more empathy than she had. Can you go assist him? Nah. I don't know what happened. Heard a loud bang. Goulet. She didn't even go to the hospital with him. Your husband falls down the stairs. He's bleeding all over the place. She didn't even go to the hospital. The point is, why she would do this and go on this show, because they got a professional lie guy. Apparently, she gets asked, did you play a role in this? And the needle's going, wee! So there you go, David. You don't have sports. You don't need to go floating down the river in a tube.
That is interesting.
There you go.
A&E,
I don't know what it's called. Look it up. Type in Gary Coleman. Okay, let's go to the people. I just want to provide you with some entertainment. My God, Kenny, you should really listen to the 911 call. Yikes. Let's go to Mike, Madison Heights. Mikey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? So I agree with the Deion thing. It's year three. It's kind of time to put up or shut up. But with Belichick, I would say if they make an ACC title berth, I think you can chop that up as year one success. Yeah. I think the ACC is wide open. If you ask
I agree with you. You're paying a guy $10 million. You got a war chest of NIL. You know, you're not at UTEP. You're right, Mike. You're bringing this guy in. You need to be playing for something in the trophy closet. Yeah, I agree with you. Make the championship game. And if you lose to a better Miami team or a better Clemson team, they're just superior to you in every way, I'll live with it. But anything short of that, no, I'm with you. Otherwise, what the hell is it for?
No, yeah, 5 or 6 win year, yeah. You know, like you said, a lot of people will be laughing at him. But I think if he can navigate a pretty easy ACC and get in the title game, you know, run into a Louisville or Clemson or somebody like that, and then lose, then, you know, kind of retool and lay the deck out better next year, I think that he'll be okay. But Deion, yeah, is that a time to put up or shut up? I'm tired of, you know, we coming. I don't know where we're coming to at this point.
No, and last year was such a great shot for them, and they got absolutely rolled up in a carpet by Kansas. And then, hey, the bowl game, we're all going to play, dusted by BYU. The team wasn't prepared to play because he's not a coach. He's a wrestling character. You're just not going to convince me. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're right. Ticket Text here says, Bill turning around North Carolina in the NIL era means something, meaning Bill needs to reach the conference championship game. Deion's sons are gone. He's going to fizzle out. We'll see if the recruiting is legit.
Yeah, and that's, look, this is where, I know this sounds crazy, Deion would have been better served in the old world of college football. Well, everyone paid under the table. No. The point is, he could have recruited, retained, he could have hired an elite staff, developed, and the expectations would be in line. But then there's part of me where I go, well, wait, I'm sitting here and I'm like, maybe my expectations are out of whack. If you want to be covered like he gets covered, and again, I blame Fox, I blame the idiocy of Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt, Coach Pratt. First of all, his name's not Coach Pratt. His name's Deion Sanders, or Coach Sanders. But if you want to do the, and remember, first month he was there, they did the road show, and they even had a cartoon Deion with a cowboy hat riding a buffalo. All propaganda. But it affects people and the expectations, because I'm sitting here going, well, you got to make the playoff. Because now all of a sudden, Colorado's equal to these other schools. Why? Money and things. College is a mess.
And it's a different era. If it was just four making the playoff, then you would say, okay, make a nice bowl game.
Newsflash. I'll say the same thing about Joey McGuire down at Texas Tech.
Yes.
If they don't make the college football playoff, that's an absolute failure for Texas Tech football.
Yes.
Texas Tech.
Well, and it's interesting because they had Big 12 Media Day today, and he spoke, and he said, look, we have to win something because they're using it against us in recruiting.
As
we
they
can't
should.
Just keep paying this and paying that. You got to win something. So, yeah.
Yeah, unless you're Texas A&M, where everybody still tickles your chandelier and you win nothing. Haven't won a conference championship since the 90s. It's 2025. And I still got to hear about how Texas A&M is this sleeping giant.
Their arrival with Texas. What are you talking about?
Go win something. So tired of that crap in college. They cover some of these teams that don't win bupkis. You have to care. Do I? Do something. Good God.
Dennis in Downriver, success for Bill and Deion is simple. Deposit as many checks as possible before their schools finally realize that they are frauds and hit the launch button. Wow.
You're not wrong. I guess that is the ultimate success. I'm still stunned Belichick's doing this. I really thought there was a shot he just wasn't going to coach at North Carolina. Like something would change. Like now you've seen reports. You see the reports today. Some of the emails from donors and boosters and alums and how angry they are about Belichick. It's a weird vibe down there. It's just a very weird situation. I mean, the fact they had to come out and say that his girlfriend isn't running UNC football, the fact that you have to acknowledge that is probably a problem.
Yes.
But it's, look, we're in the interesting business. Deion is interesting. Belichick is interesting. So for that, I am thankful. But I don't have to be a fanboy about it. No, I wouldn't want either guy coaching my team.
And
my
get
school
it.
Stinks. So, I mean, what do you want me to say?
And having your school talked about, shown on SportsCenter, ESPN, Fox Sports, I get all that. That's great. But at some point, you want to return on your investment. You want to make the playoff. You want to do something with that investment, not just be talked about. And Colorado's just talked about. They do nothing.
No, they had a real shot last year because
that was their only shot.
And the Big 12 was garbage. And they still couldn't do it. And I remember they played, I believe, if memory serves me, they played that Kansas game. It wasn't even a true road game.
No.
It was an Arrowhead. Kansas didn't even have a football stadium. Kansas wiped the floor with them. Colorado wasn't even prepared to get off the bus. So then you go play this bowl game, right? Your consolation prize. You're going to play BYU. And your kid's going to play. It's supposed to be a showcase, right? Dusted. They got their doors blown off in that game. That's a black eye on Deion. Why? Your team wasn't ready to play their two biggest games of the year.
Kenny, in 5 minutes, I would like to apologize to my bosses here at Odyssey, and there's a deep drive to left by Castellano. Oh, man.
Oh, my. It's a great job by the ticket texter.
One more text here says, Mike, you have to give Sanders more than 3 years. I would say by year 4 or 5, if they're not awesome, I would start calling him out. Belichick also needs time.
Okay. I know this is a topic for another day. I'm not giving any coach at any school at any level more than 3 years. Any. I don't care if you take over Akron. If you're not in a bowl game, you're fired. You take over Michigan State. You think I'm going to sit here making excuses for Jonathan Smith? Is not going to happen. Deion, with the way the media has been dusting his chandelier, no way. I'm sorry, man. Old school, yes. The new school, I can swap out my team like parts at O'Reilly's. Hey, new carburetor. You can just do whatever you want. 60 new players. Whee! No, why do I need to give him more than 3 years? That's probably the same guy telling me Eiserman needs more than 7. Whatever. Maybe I'm just mean. Okay, football today, and then we have a fan issue. This is David's topic, and I really like it. I think it's interesting. Probably won't get a single call, but I'm psyched. We're going to do it at 5.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today, while great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.